に、その文脈、状況は何かってあることを、もう一緒に頭の中に入れておくことが
必要。Let me give you another example.
もう一つ例を挙げると、こういうことです。
Most of you have met my son, Masa.
私の息子の、あの、マサノブを皆さんで、あの、会ったことあると思いますけども。
What is his real name?
彼の、あ、本名は Lord means the one who will obey. 主ということは私たちは従い、そしてついていくことという意味でもあるんですね。
When we have faith,
私たちは信仰があるとき、この言葉が、これが私たちの希望なんですね。
It's the basis of our trust.
主が私たちを見ていくんですが、それが私たちの信
頼
の希望なんですね。神様が保証してくださるんです。
God's character itself, God's faithfulness is our guarantee. Earlier in the book of Hebrews, we read a passage with the same word of guarantee, and I want to look at it
for a minute. ヘブル人の手紙の前にですね、この保証という言葉が違う言い伝え方で書かれています。ちょっと見てみますね。
Let's read together again.
Hebrews
chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Take care. If you read English, please read with me. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today.That none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end.
はい、日本語いきましょう。兄弟たち、あなた方のうちに信仰のない悪い心を抱いて、生ける神から離れてしまうものがないように注意しなさい。あなた方のうち誰一人罪に惑わされて堅くなにならないように今日という日のうちに日々励まし合いなさい。私たちは最初の確信を最後までしっかりと持ち続けるならキリストに連なるものとなるのです。
When we have this confidence,
私たちはこの保証、この確信があるときに、
we want to please God.
神様を喜ばしたいと願うんです。
We make choices in order to please God,
神様を喜ばすための選択です
ね。Not to please people.
自分や他の人を喜ばすためが自分の選択に入らないんです。
Just like the people in the Bible.
聖書の人たちもそうなんです。神様を喜ばすことだ。
Just like the people of old.
そして、What do you mean
by that?
信仰者として前に来た人たちは神様を喜ばすことが目的だったんです。
They lived by faith.
信仰によって生きた彼らは、
And so will we.
私たちもそのあるべきを知っています。
Because God always loved us.
私たちをいつも愛してくださっていて、
But God is not always pleased with us.
いつもでも私たちに喜んでるとは限らないんですね。
そ
こは違うんです。神様は共にいてくださいます。愛してくださいます。でも私たちいつも喜んでるとは、とは限らないません。
So before we look at the rest of this chapter in Hebrews, I want to tell a little bit about my own story.
この本話を続けないで、ちょっと自分の話をしますね。何が来るか心配します。
In my experience,
私の経験で言うと
if we live by faith,
信仰によって生きるということは
God will direct us.
私たちを導いてくださいます。
In my experience, if we take
私の経験からすると信仰の一歩を踏み出すことは
if we take a step slowly and wisely,
ゆっくりそして賢くその一歩を踏み出すときに
if we keep knocking on doors,
そして私はしっかり神様の前で、扉を叩いていくときに
sometimes those doors will open.
神様はそのこう時々開けてくださいます。
But when it's just us and not God, those doors remain closed.
でも自分だけで、ね、神様ともになければそのドアは閉まることもあります。閉まったままのことです。
If God's dream, then He'll make the dream be fulfilled.
もしも神様からの夢なるならば、その神様がその夢をこの
Like Mizpah, we're right here in this house. Whoever could have imagined that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I could not have imagined. We had 3 or 4 people meeting together.
4人、3人、4人、もう少数でしたから、本当に理解できないですよね、ここにある。
I want to tell you, finish up with one more story.
もう一つの話は?
A story from quite a while ago, actually started in 2009.
2009年頃の話です。ちょっと前の話ですね。
And at that time, God gave me a dream to use parkour to do Christian ministry.
あのパルクールという息子をやってスポーツを何かいやあの伝道のために使えないか。
Let me give you a tiny bit of the background of that dream.
でその夢はどんなことかというと、
Naoki, some of you know Naoki, yes. Okay, Naoki had very badly broken his back.
Naoki はですね、あの背骨を折るひどい怪我を感染したことがあります。
He was in London.
ロンドンにいて、
and the doctors didn't know if he would ever be able to walk again. Never mind parkour again.
動けなくなるんじゃないかってパルクールとかじゃなかったんです。
Now at that time our son Masa was in Denmark.
その時に息子の マサはデンマークにたまたまいて、
So we told him go to London, support your friend, encourage your friend, help your friend.
励ましなさいって私たちは言いました。
So Masanobu went to London.
またはロンドンに行って。
And while he was in London, he met a young man, a little bit older than he himself, named Daniel Ilabaka.
ダニエル・イラバカという人に彼はロンドンで会ったんですけども。
Now Daniel Ilabaka is one of the most famous parkour athletes in the entire world.
ダニエル・イラバカというのは世界の中で最も有名なパルクールの表現者なんです。
Now, a lot of you know nothing about parkour, but just think about what you like. Maybe you like piano. So think about a really famous piano. Or maybe you like tennis. So think about a really famous tennis player. Or maybe you like art. So think about a really famous artist. Well, Daniel Ilabaka is like that person.But Daniel Ilabaka is not just a famous athlete. Daniel Ilabaka is also a passionate Christian. And whenever he practices and hangs out with young people, he always shares about his faith, about his own hope. So when Masanobu told me about Daniel, I wrote a letter to Daniel. Now writing this letter was the first crazy thing I did.But because of this crazy thing, I became very close friends with Daniel's mother. And Daniel's mother, her name is Maxine, and I kept in touch. But you have to remember that was 2009. And you know, it's difficult to continue to keep in touch.
でもその中で本当にコミュニケーションをずっと続けることは難しいんです
けども。So we had kind of lost touch.
ですからその中でちょっと、コミュニケーションが終わった時もあったんですけども。
But in 2012, I remembered my dream.
でも2012年の時に前の自分の夢を思い出しました。
So I wrote another letter.
その時に彼女にもう一つ手紙を書きました。
I asked Daniel to come to Japan and do ministry for young people through parkour.
日本に来てパルクールとして若者の宣教伝道してくれませんか。
The letter came back.
Daniel
hadn't received it. Daniel had not received my letter. Email came back.E メールを送信しましたけれども、ダニエル・イラバカはそのメールは読まずに、そのメールは戻ってきたわけです。
ね、
送信
したけど、
メールにメールということになりました。
そういうことです。はい、了解。
But when we are willing to follow God's will, we have to knock on a few more doors, not just one door.
私たちが神様に行った時にですね、本当に1回叩いてなくて、2回目、3回目叩いてた
ことですね。 So I went to Daniel's website.
そしてダニエルのウェブサイトに行って、
There is no contact for Daniel.
そこに何もですね、インフォメーションはなかったんですけど、
But there's this tiny little place.
で、小さなところに、
And it says, for media only.
For media only という箇所があって、
So not to be discouraged, I clicked and I sent my letter there. And I said, oh God, if this is you, please let Daniel read this letter. To make a long story short, Daniel did read that letter. And in that same year in December, Daniel and his mom Maxine came to Japan for the purpose of doing workshops and ministry through parkour. And those 10 days that they were here started relationships and connections between us and the Japanese parkour community. And later, because of those relationships that had been started, two of the most famous parkour athletes in Japan committed their lives to following Christ. You know those two men, especially many of you know Naoki, and also many of you know Yutaro. When we follow God's dream, it's not easy. It's never easy. It's always much harder and takes much more time and sacrifice than we ever could have imagined. But God gives us strength.
We
never His promise. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And God explodes the dream. He just blows it up to be so big. So again, last year, I again felt, I really feel like we should do this again. I invited four people to come to Japan. Daniel and three other people. It turned out about 25 people came to Japan. I planned for them to do workshops in Tokyo only. They did workshops in Tokyo, Nagoya, and Osaka. If you think about the details, they just go way over what's possible. But with God, all things are really possible. But that doesn't mean it wasn't hard. To tell you the truth, it almost killed us. But the dream continues. Two of those athletes made decisions to follow Christ right here in this very room. And their lives completely changed. Later on, one of those young men who made a decision to follow Christ right here in this room testified about his Christian faith in front of more than 7,000 people. Another one asked me to write a letter as her pastor. A letter for YWAM because she wanted to do a DTS. Now that's how close the relationship was. And maybe it doesn't seem like she's a part of this church. But we have continued communication. And because her life takes her all over the world and she can't really be a part of one church or one community,
she looks at me as her
pastor.
Just
one more. I promise. One more example.
あ、もう一つの例ね。はい。
Last Wednesday,
先週の木水曜日に、
I got a note.
ノートが、あの、メモが来ました。
The note was addressed to, Stephen and to Martha and Martha and to myself.
Martha と私に手紙したんですけど。
And it was from Aaron.
アロン君覚えてますか?
You guys remember Aaron? Anybody? Okay.Aaron came to Japan searching.
彼はクリスチャンじゃなくて自分の魂、心を探りに日本にやってたんです。
He came to Japan searching for life to answer.
自分の人生の道は何かと思って日本に来たんですけど。
He came to Japan searching for truth.
そして真理は何かと思って来たんですけど。
He wasn't a Christian, but he was very, his heart was very open to the gospel.
でも本当に心を神様に福音にオープンだったんですけども。
And this is what Aaron said.
彼は言うんですね、こういうふうに言うんですね。
Through the journey of the past nine months, the most major changes in my life perspective happened.
この9ヶ月の私の人生を振り返ってみると、今まで私の人生の中で最も大きな変化があって、私の、物事の見方が変わる出来事がありました。
I'm currently really trying to figure out how I actually give myself to Christ and what that means in its essence.
私はどうやって本当に私自身をキリストに委ね、そしてそのことはどういう意味か、今私はその意味を考えています。
I really found love in him.
今本当に彼を愛する、イエス様を愛することを
学びました。 Yet I'm connecting all the small pieces of the puzzle of my life and Christianity.
今私は人生の中でさまざまな自分のパズルやキリスト教に対するものを一生懸命小さなものを結び合わせようとしています。
And I'm doing that so that in order that I can at some point stand in front of the clear picture of the mission God has given me and then work for that mission.
神様がいろいろ神様私に与えてくださる召しやるべきことの全体像が見えるようにそしてそれができるように今私は願っています。
Thank you Ma, Barbara, Martha, Stephen and the whole Mizuba Church so much.
Barbara, Martha, Stephen そして Mizuba の皆さん本当にありがとう、ね、
You have impacted my life greatly.
あなた方は私の人生にとっても影響を及ぼしました。
If it weren't for all of you creating that atmosphere of love and being welcome in the first days in Japan, it would have been a different journey.
もしも皆さんが私を本当に神様の愛そして、で私たちを迎えてくれなかった私を迎えてくれなかったら私の日本での生活は全く異なったものだったと思います。
All of you have welcomed me as a family, as a brother, as a son.
そして兄弟としてまた息子として皆さん受け止めてくださいました。
You guys were the living representation of Christ in my life.
皆さん一人一人が私に本当に生けるキリストの代表として私には見えます。
I justThank you so much for that. Not only for my sake and how it has influenced me positively, but for all the other lives that were touched through your actions.Anyhow, I give myself to whatever plans God has for me, trying to figure out how to let Him happen for me. Don't you just want to scream hallelujah? Glory to God. God's plan is always so much more amazing than ours.
神様の計画、夢は私たちの思いを超えたものでありますね。
When we make choices that God desires, we please God.
私たちが本当に神様を喜ぶ、喜ばせることを私たちは決心するか、選び取るかです
ね。 We live not from fear, but by faith.
本当に恐れなくて信仰を持って生きているかどうか私たちは考えな
きゃいけません。 Next week we're going to have a special service.
来週私たちは特別な集会をしようと思っているんですけども、
Please come.
いらしてください。
It'd be a great Sunday to invite non-Christian friends.
クリスチャン友達も来てくださればと思います。
And we'd ask some of you to share about how you live by faith.And after next Sunday, the following Sunday again, we'll get hopefully past
11,
chapter 11, verse 2 of Hebrews. But I just want to leave you with one thought. Are you living by faith?
信仰によって皆さん生きていますか?
Are you living, making all of your choices by faith
with a
honest desire to please
God?
Because when we do that, we become part of God's story. We become part of God's legacy.And God will truly be glorified through us. Can you think of a better way to live your life?
それ以上に何か素晴らしいことはないんじゃないでしょうか。私たちが用いられるならば。
What are you going to
choose? そのために私たちは何を選ぶんでしょうか。
Let's pray.
祈りしましょう。
The worship team comes up and play some quiet music for us. Let's set our eyes on God. Let's be quiet before Him. Quiet our minds and quiet our hearts and all the distractions.Father God, we just pray. We just pray that whatever is distracting us, distracting us from your love, distracting us from your presence, distracting us from an eternal perspective.God, show us how to take our focus off of those things and put our focus back on you and you alone. Help us live by faith. In Jesus' name.
Your body.
I want you to come up. I just want you to stand up and I want you to come right forward and we want to pray with you. Because there are strongholds in our life that block us from God. That block us from the focus of focusing on God. So if you are having trouble choosing God in your life and choosing to live by faith, I just ask you to just master up your courage and just decide, come up here. Stand up and come up here. We want to pray for you. I know there's people in this room. God is talking to you. Don't be embarrassed. Just live before God, not before what other people think about you. I just invite you up. The worship team is going to keep singing. The congregation is going to keep singing, but I invite you. Just come up and let's pray.
That's my name.